Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Seth E. Sports Podcast on Audio Boom. It's time to talk college baseball, preview the college baseball tournament, which starts actually tomorrow. Joining me is a very special guest. Many of you might not know who he is, but I definitely know who he is. He's a very great college baseball expert, in my opinion. From North Carolina, Tucker Blankenship is with us. Tucker, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Good, no problem.
All right, Tucker, the top eight national seeds in order, 1 through 8, Florida, Louisville, Miami, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Mississippi State, Clemson, and LSU. Do you agree with the national seeds and how they were distributed?
Yeah, I thought the committee did a pretty good job there. The one you could maybe quibble out a little bit, I probably would have gone Ole Miss or LSU just because it's pretty similar resumes, and then Ole Miss did win the head-to-head, but yeah, there's not. I can't find a lot of fault with that.
No problem with Florida getting the number one overall seed, even though they did lose the SEC championship game to Texas A&M?
Yeah, you could. I thought, yeah, you're right. I probably would have gone to Miami there. The order, you know, you could have changed the order around, but does the order really matter that much? I mean, when you're not seeing 9-16, I don't know, the order is really going to affect a lot.
Okay, fair enough. Good thing. Good thing now. You are a big NC State fan. We'll get to them a little bit later on. But one thing you'll notice in the national seeds, a lot of ACC and a lot of SEC. Safe to say that it's been all about the South in baseball this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I this has got to be one of the worst years the West has ever had. I mean, they don't get a host. I don't know the West, they're not getting a host. But, yeah, the SEC, ACC, SEC, yeah. Clearly the best two leagues. I mean, you got 7 national seeds, you got 13 hosts. I'm pretty sure that's a first for both, so yeah.
I mean, 17 combined bids. You know, when I say in the South, let's not forget that the Pac-12 got as many bids as Conference USA. Conference USA got 4 teams in. The Pac-12 only got 4. Tucker, simple question. What happened this year?
I mean, if you look at it, I mean, the Pac-12 really did not do a lot in the non-conference. That's, I guess, is where it comes down to. And then, I mean, that's where the RPI got. I mean, you talk about the ACC and the SEC, especially the RPI, start competing off each other. I think kind of happened the opposite of the Pac-12. I mean, like, Utah wins the league, and they're still, well, I think they're 94 or something. So I think that really killed that league, just not doing a whole lot early in the non-conference.
Yeah, I think they were riding their hopes on UCLA very early in the season. That obviously was a very was disappointing, obviously. The West, though, you still had 3 familiar names for the Big West get in: Cal State, Fullerton, Long Beach State, and UC Santa Barbara. So not all is lost. Stranger things have happened. Tucker, the biggest, in terms of the bubble, the biggest snub and the biggest surprise in terms of who got in and who got left out?
I thought, to me, it's Nebraska or Michigan. I mean, Michigan sweeps Nebraska. I mean, Michigan was, 10 spots better in the RPI. Nebraska, I think, had, it was 2 games better in conference standing. That's pretty much a wash. That's the one I would have, probably Michigan over Nebraska is the one I would have flipped there. I've heard Oregon State said a lot, but, I mean, I think it came down to the committee didn't want to give 5 to the Pac-12, which in general I don't really disagree with.
I don't either. I mean, as down to years it was. I mean, Oregon, yeah, like I said, you could have made a case for Oregon State, but it was just that kind of a year in the league. Yeah. Okay, we'll preview all the contending host teams. Let's go ahead and just get it out of the way. Let's talk about your NC State Wolfpack. Kind of faded a little bit down the stretch. Do you still give them a good shot of making it to the Super Regionals?
Yeah, they drew a pretty tough regional as well. I mean, Coastal, to me, maybe they were the second team out of hosting for Southern Miss. But, yeah, Pac's really banged up on the mound right now. I mean, you got Brian Williamson, the Sunday guy, who's been very good all year. Looks like he's going to have Tommy John, so he's out. And then the Saturday guy, Brian Brown, has really struggled of late. Let's see. Didn't get out of the 4th against Georgia Tech in the ACC tournament. Didn't get out of the 5th against North Carolina. So the key to that regional is the bullpen for NC State, I think, because Coastal can really slug it. They've got multiple right-handed power bats as well. And, you know, Dofield can play pretty Jordan left this time of year. So I would probably go with Coastal there just because, I mean, they're probably playing better at right now, and the starting pitching was turned into a pretty big strength for NC State. But probably go Coastal there.
All right, the Chanticleers, you're right. They have been playing very well all season long. Now let's go to all the other hosts. Let's start with the top seed, Florida. Got to think they wouldn't have too much problem getting out of this regional. Bethune-Cookman, UConn, and Georgia Tech. And I saw your tweet, and I agree with you 100%. How Georgia Tech got a two seed in a regional was beyond me. But Gators shouldn't have no problem getting through this, I would imagine.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I saw most people had them last team in. I mean, you have 13, 17, 18. But the one wild card there to me is if Georgia Tech could somehow beat UConn and not use Brandon Gold, I mean, they may have half a shot. I mean, because they really don't have a lot of pitching outside of Gold, their Friday guy. But, I mean, even if they do that, I don't think anybody's beating Florida right now. I mean, they made the title game the SEC without Logan Short really pitching. So that kind of shows a lot there.
Absolutely. A team that I have actually been high on for ever since I started following the conference play has been Louisville, the number two national seed. They've got Western Michigan in their opening game, the other two teams in that regional, Wright State and Ohio State. Do you see the Cardinals having any issues?
I think they'll probably be able to go 3-0 there, but it's not an easy regional. I mean, Ohio State obviously played really well, Big Ten champions. Seem like they're really deep on the mound. I saw Wright State for a three-game series, and they came to Raleigh to play NC State earlier. They've got a legitimate ace in Jesse Schultz, I think is the guy's name. It's a really physical lineup. The catcher especially, Sean Murphy, you'll have to worry about him. But I think Louisville's just too good right now. I mean, Kyle Funkhauser is your third starter. And so, yeah, I think there's too much there.
All right, so got the Cards moving on to the Coral Gables Regional. Miami will play Stetson, the other two teams, Long Beach State and Florida Atlantic. The Owls have been pretty good this season. I don't think they're good enough to beat the Canes, though. I've got Miami advancing into this Super Regional.
Yeah, I'd agree there. Miami really impressed me in Durham being there all week. They get two quality starts. But, I mean, the starting pitching was not great, and they still pick up two wins over regional teams and arguably should have been Florida State. So, I mean, yeah, FAU's had a really good year. I thought they were maybe in a position to get one state if they had one Conference USA tournament. But, yeah, Miami's too good there.